David now completes the discovery as he shares with you what he calls the final run.
There's what I call the final run. There's the final run. You develop a certain amount of spiritual momentum. You start doing a spiritual practice. It becomes habitual. Then you begin to move forward in consciousness. And now you're seeing things from a more expanded level. Now you see things to apply it to that you didn't see before. Subjectively, you're aware that you can feel the energy coming up. And the commitment to reach the ultimate truth becomes overwhelming. Everything in your life becomes second to that. You can't interrupt the meditation. I did an hour in the morning, hour at night for some 20 years. And then I quit the world and would meditate really constantly for months on end, meditative state. So there comes what I call the final run, where you turn off the television, you don't read anything, you don't go anywhere, you might visit some spiritual groups, but your spiritual practice is continuous. Every thought is turned over as it arises. So what you're trying to do in our own language here in the lectures is realize that which is prior to the processor. The leading edge of the ego is that little amoeba out there that is sensing and processing everything. The reality of the information gathered is 1/10,000th of a second. You hear the music 1/10,000th of a second later, you play it off the playback. So the earphones you have on is hearing the music that just happened 1/10,000th of a second before. You're not getting a direct reading from reality, you're getting the relay, the modulation of it. As the thinkingness falls away and the silence prevails, those things that are surrendered to God become more and more profound, more and more profound. They come as a revelation. They come as a revelation. And the willingness to surrender that, and that opens for a greater revelation. So the experiencing of the essence begins to expand. It becomes greater and greater and greater. Finally, you come to existence itself. And the willingness to surrender the desire for existence, after existence, at least in this would happen in this lifetime, was everything that is silent. There are no entities there. People who talk to entities on the other side have long left. There are no entities there. There's no one there because it's completely nonlinear. And it's almost like the essence of existence itself has been transcended. Now you're beyond either existence versus non-existence. That's the one I got at age 3. Existence versus non-existence was the conundrum of this lifetime. And you re-experience it now at a higher level. And I remember, I think I've told you, that the knowingness came in. Now that you are beyond all accountability, all power is yours. Claim it. Own it. All power is yours. You're not answerable to anything or anyone. And you've let go of emotional love. It's therefore, all power is yours came as a knowingness. And in that state of knowingness was the silent awareness that all power is already mine. So what would I want with it? Because the reality of realization, that which I was infinitely power, omnipotent, omniscient, beyond all time, and what would be the gain? But that's the Luciferic temptation, and that's where Lucifer fell, you see? He wanted to own the power out of pride. It's not just the power, but the pride of the power. So at that way, then I denied it. Then what the only thing left, all the content of consciousness had been resolved, dissolved, surrendered to God. There was only life itself. That was the last thing. The self as the source of life. And this too, O Lord, I realized this too, O Lord, I must surrender to thee. And I surrendered life itself. And then was agony, I will not kid you. It was ferocious agony and the experience of dying. And you go through the death agony, and on the other side, ecstasy. The glory of God shines forth as the radiance of all existence. You see that all of creation is divine, and you see the radiance of divinity shining forth out of everything that exists. And you get used to it after a while, but in the beginning, everything you look at almost knocks you over with its beauty. You see the essence of divinity shining forth That's the exclamation, Gloria in excelsis Deo, meaning all that is God. You won't find the answer in your mind. You can search your mind, there is no answer to that. But the knowingness that all fear is fallacious, that's a maxim in Zen meditation. All fear is illusion. Therefore, based on the confidence that must have come in at a very high vibration, because I surrendered my life to that truth and walked through that door, I will tell you it was agonizing, but the agony is brief. And then on the other side of the door is ecstasy beyond definition. All that is an expression of divinity. In that state, you see the divinity of all that exists, and you see it shining forth everyone who exists. What you're doing is surrendering intellectual arrogance. We chose to surrender our will to God, asking for his guidance, asking only for his will for us. You're changing your role. You're saying, the purpose of my life is to be a servant of God and not the master of my fellow man. You have trained to control others. AA has no opinion on outside issues. It doesn't want to convert anybody to anything any more than I want to convert. We don't want to convert anybody to anything here, do we? Anybody needs converting, better wait outside. When they're ready, when they're ripe, come in. I don't want to convert nobody. I don't want to convert anybody to anything.
It's somewhat difficult to describe. As you transcend one level after another, the field of your awareness changes. You let go of one program after another, and by surrender to divinity, the mind becomes increasingly blank as far as linearity, as far as thinkingness. But it's as though you, in the meantime, have been changing altitude. The last time you looked out at the plane window, well, you were at 5,000 feet. Now you're looking out at 20,000 feet. Now you're going even higher. You're looking up at 36,000 feet. So the dimension, the experience of reality and your own existence is transformed. Eventually, you transcend all linearity. And it was a very high state of complete and total non-linearity. It was beyond nothingness. And the state had innate to itself a knowingness. And I'd surrendered everything. The only thing left was I'd surrendered joy and gone beyond joy. I'd surrendered ecstasy and gone to sublime peace. Each level, once surrendered. And when I surrendered perception, was then only aware of essence. Finally, beyond 850, you begin to reach realms that are not describable, really. They're really the guardians of paradox, existence versus non-existence. And as you let them go, you come to an absolute nothingness. The only thing left itself was life. I've surrendered everything to thee, O Lord. I've surrendered joy, surrendered bliss, surrendered ecstasy. Surrendered knowingness, surrendered beingness, surrendered existence, there was nothing left. At that point, the knowingness came to me and said, now that you have surrendered all gain, you are beyond karmic answerability. All power is yours, own it. In a flash, I saw who'd been through that pass. I saw the Lord Jesus himself in the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane. All power is yours, own it. And in that state, it was a silent knowingness. It came out of nowhere. Came the realization, I already had infinite power. There was no power to be gained. I already had it. Being unlimited, that which is provisional. I surrendered life. To thee, O Lord, I surrender. I surrender joy and ecstasy and now life itself. Not the physical life, but the core and the essence of life. And I surrendered life itself to Almighty God. And then there was a moment of terror. And you felt yourself actually die. Physical death is nothing at all. This was the source of life itself throughout since the beginning of life on earth, the core of the ego itself. And then came an absolute terror. And then came the knowingness. All fear is illusion. Surrender all fear to God. And I surrendered the fear to God and walked through the door. And then it cannot be described. Infinite beauty and magnificence, infinite power, the divinity, the infinite love of God as creator shone forth as existence. all of life shone forth with a sublime radiance. That which shone forth was divinity. The ultimate essence of all that exists is divinity. And when all illusions are removed from it, what you see is the shining forth of divinity as all that is. The beauty of it was paralyzing. You just stood before the witnessing of the beauty. So it reveals itself. It's like every leaf shines forth with a radiance of the essence of divinity. You think it's just a leaf. It's divinity as it expresses itself as a leaf. And now it's not the leafness, but the divinity that shines forth. Everybody has within themselves this spiritual propensity. What it often needs is somebody to come along and say, go for it, or this is how you do it, or take my hand, or a coach who says to you, hey, you'll do okay out there, go ahead. To just add another ounce to the intention, to the desirability, to the doability, to the credibility, after a great deal of spiritual endeavor, it became effortless. But I never regretted one iota of it. I've never regretted that I forgave somebody. Never regretted it.